Turning to sports now on KNKX, the Seattle Storm will play the Phoenix Mercury in the semifinal round of the WNBA playoffs this weekend. The first game in the best-of-five series is Sunday at 2 p.m. at Key Arena. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talks about how the Storm has stood out this season. Art, what do you think the Storm's chances are this year?
Boy, I'm thinking that's really good. If they don't win their third championship, this is going to be a major upset because they've done everything they needed to do to have success this year. And I should probably begin by explaining a little bit about the playoff format to understand why this is setting up very, very well. And they had the best regular season record in the WNBA this year at 26-8, and that was the second best record they've had in their 19 seasons in Seattle. So that gave them the number one seed. And in 2016, the WNBA changed its playoff format to allow the top eight teams, regardless of conference, to be seeded in the playoffs. The Storm were number one. And that also meant that they didn't have to play in the two first round games, which are always knockout rounds. It's one and done.
Right.
And in the last two seasons, when the Storm did make the playoffs, they were in the knockout round and got knocked out. And so this bypasses that. Those two first rounds were played this week, setting up the top four teams for the semifinal series, and then that leads to the championship series, which both of them are going to be best of five. So that's a real true test of excellence, and the great virtue of the Storm's regular season is that they will have, if they need them, three home games out of the five. So if they can't make it with this advantage, I don't know. I would be looking for curses.
Well, this was such a fun season for the Storm to watch them. What stood out to you the most?
Well, Breanna Stewart has just been phenomenal. I mean, she's the best player since Lauren Jackson, and Lauren Jackson was a dominant figure before her retirement. Stewart was voted the Associated Press Player of the Year in the WNBA. She was second in scoring, 21.8 points a game, third in rebounding. She was a top 10 shooter at 53%. She has such a complete game, and she's been everything that the Storm had thought she was when they drafted her with the number one pick out of UConn, where she had a spectacular college career. So she's been a revelation because there's been no one like her since the retirement of Jackson 6 years ago. And, of course, there's the stalwart, Sue Bird. She set the record this year for most career WNBA games. She's the all-time assist leader. She's even, at age 37, setting a career high in assists, 7.1 a game. That's remarkable. When you're this far along in your career and you're still, you know, achieving bests, that's really a tribute to her tenacity and perseverance. Surviving this long, this well, is a remarkable feat, really one of the great careers in Seattle sports history. So those two have been the big assets on the team, but they've also got Jewel Lloyd, who made her first All-Star team this year, and Natasha Howard was recently voted Most Improved Player. There is just no way that these guys aren't going to be favored all the way.
So all of that star power coming together in a really tremendous style of play.
Well, right. They are sort of the Golden State Warriors, you know, of the women's game, from the standpoint that they emphasize the three-point shot. Basketball has moved to this point where the three-point shot, well executed, is more valuable than the two, to the point where, as we see with Golden State, the ball goes outside to Steph Curry. And the Storm set the WNBA record with 307 threes this year. So it's really a lot of fun to watch. And I think, especially with the star power they've got, this is going to be a very entertaining run to what I think will be their third WNBA title.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.